AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration's ramping up pressure on Cuba. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche announcing charges against former Cuban President Raul Castro in the 1996 downing of civilian planes operated by Miami-based exiles.
As alleged in the indictment, Raul Castro and five co-defendants participated in a conspiracy that ended with Cuban military aircraft firing missiles at those civilian planes and killing four Americans.
Elon Musk has announced plans for an initial public offering for SpaceX in what's expected to be one of the biggest sales of stock to the public ever. However, a filing shows SpaceX lost $2.6 billion last year. On Wall Street, a rebound for stocks. The S&P jumped 1.1%. The Dow gained 645 points, pushing back above 50,000, while the Nasdaq rose 1.5%. Oil prices fell, but U.S. gasoline prices added another 2 cents overnight. AAA puts the national average above $4.55 per gallon. U.S. forces boarded an Iranian-flagged commercial oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman, suspected of trying to violate the American blockade of Iran's ports. Two police officers who helped defend the U.S. Capitol during the January 6 riot are suing to block payments from a new nearly $1.8 billion Justice Department fund. And Lisa Dwyer reports.
New Mexico authorities say three people are dead and more than a dozen first responders are being treated for exposure to an unidentified substance after being called to a home in Albuquerque for a suspected drug overdose. New Mexico State Police say three of the four people who were found unresponsive inside the home have died. The other is being treated at a hospital. 18 first responders were exposed to the substance and began experiencing symptoms that included nausea and dizziness. All of the first responders were transported to the hospital where they are being monitored. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. The conference finals get underway in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. The Colorado Avalanche hosting the Vegas Golden Knights in Denver. In the NBA, Game 2 of the Western Conference Final is in Oklahoma City, where the San Antonio Spurs took Game 1 against the Thunder. And Gethin Kulbaugh has last night's Game 1 result in the Eastern Conference Final.
The Knicks overcame a 22-point fourth-quarter deficit to beat the Cavaliers 115-104 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Jalen Brunson scored 38 points.
Most importantly, sticking together. No matter how that game finished, habits translate. And so they translate to the next game. So just finishing the game strong, regardless of whatever's going on, making sure we're having the right habits. So we'll be going the next game. We're doing what we're doing.
Gethin Kulbaugh, AP Sports.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.